Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a time many years ago, kind of when it first came out, where the Ford Fiesta was regarded as a bit cool. Now, that was a long time ago, and in 2023, they stopped making them altogether. This year, though, is the Fiesta's 50th birthday. Simon Hucknall is a writer for the Daily Telegraph and a classic and sport car magazine. Afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Yeah, now, when Ford started producing the Fiesta, they were competing in a kind of a newly formed market, this kind of new small car market.
Absolutely. I think front-wheel drive was the new thing here. In the 60s, most cars were rear-wheel drive. Mini was probably the significant one, the car that really started the front-wheel drive movement. But from the early 70s, other car manufacturers were getting involved. Fiat very prominently with the 128 and the 127, and of course Renault with the Renault 5. So Ford didn't want to kind of lag behind. All they had, the smallest car they had at the time, was the Ford Escort. That was a rear drive car. And so in 1972, they could see that they were really going to get overtaken by the market. So they invested $1 billion. I mean, an unprecedented amount at the time to actually put their weight behind this new market. And so it resulted in 1976, the first Fiesta coming out. The Fiesta at that time, it wasn't a particularly innovative car. It really was copying the technologies that had already existed in cars like the 127, the 128, and the Renault 5. But what was very clever about it was the fact that they pared it down. So it was a proper car, but it was manufactured at very, very low cost, and that enabled Ford to really keep the cost low. I think over here in the UK, it sold in 19. We first got it in at the beginning of 1977, and it was just over £1,800 at the time. So it was really, really competitively priced.
And it did take on, for a while at least, it was kind of popular. It was seen as a kind of a boy racer car.
Yeah, I suppose it was. Perhaps not right at the start, because it was only Ford was producing the Fiesta in, it had like a little 950cc motor. It could do about 87 miles an hour, 0 to 60 in 19 seconds. But when the Mark II was introduced in 1983, of course you got the XR2, which is now, it's become quite iconic, and that's where you started getting that kind of hot hatch boy racer appeal for the Fiesta. And then in the next generation, in the Mark III, you've got the RS1800. And so all of a sudden, it started to cultivate this kind of go faster character. And I think that's what people really started to engage with it at that point.
Yeah. As inevitably happens, did other marks of cars start to overtake it?
I'm afraid I can't speak for Ireland, but I'm sure that the Irish market was pretty much the same as the UK's. Mm. It remained always in the top 10, and a lot of the time, it was the number one seller. I mean, for the majority of the time, it was ahead of the Vauxhall Corsa, which was another very, very popular car at the time. And it stayed there pretty much until the end of its run in 2023. And in the UK, by that time, we'd sold nearly 5 million Fiestas from 77 right until to 2023.
That's
the interesting thing, it is extraordinary. And after that, the interesting thing is when it stopped production in 2023, it went on over here, and I'm sure again in Ireland, to be the best used car, best selling used car. So it sold nearly a million used cars, used Fiestas over here. And that's about 200,000 more than the Vauxhall Corsa, which is also a very popular car.
Yeah, so they got their $1 billion back.
Oh, And way more besides. I mean, Ford has always been very good at marketing its products, and that's helped by the fact that I think we perceive Ford, even though Ford is a big American conglomerate, we perceive it as being a home market car, and obviously it was built over here, and so we see it as one of our own in a way. And I think there's that kind of family familiarity. You know, our parents had one, perhaps our mums had one, friends had one. You know, it's always been part of our lives.
I assume it was aimed at this part of the world. There wasn't like, or was there an American version of the Fiesta?
There was an American version, but I think this was at a time, this was very early on, when Ford believed that economy cars were going to sell well in the States. And despite all the fuel crisis and Lord knows what else, it never really took off anywhere near in the same way that it did in Europe and the UK and Ireland.
Yeah. Now, and a few people are texting already saying, John says my Fiesta is 24 years old and still running well. And there's a kind of a theme in a lot of the messages that it was and still is a very reliable car.
It was, yeah. And I think that, you know, those very early engines, I mean, they came from the Ford Anglia. The first engines they used, they were called the Kent engines, and they harked back to the 1950s. They went fairly early on, but then from the 90s, you got some really crisp, zingy Z-Tech motors, and they were very, very successful and very reliable as well. I think they latterly, some of the kind of 1 litre turbo engines they produced up until 2018 had some reliability issues, which I'm sure your listeners will know about if they own those particular models. But after that was resolved. And in general, it's been a very durable and also a very cheap to maintain car. One of the cheapest in the market, probably cheaper than its key rival, the Vauxhall Corsa.
Mm. So then why did they stop making them?
Well, that is an industry-wide issue. It doesn't just apply to Ford. The fact is, Sean, that small cars now are not profitable. And that's not really the industry's fault. It's probably kind of safety regulations. It mean that so much technology needs to go into a new car. It's mandated for all new cars now. And if you think about trying to produce a very small, cheap to buy hatchback car these days, it has to have all this technology in it. It leaves no profit margin at all. So manufacturers naturally are just gravitating to larger cars. And that just means that very few manufacturers are producing these, what we call the A or B sector cars. So things like I know Vauxhall still produces the Corsa, but I think its days are numbered. But that's certainly the reason that Ford would have stopped producing the Fiesta.
Oh, so the days of the small car in general may be numbered, at least for the time being.
Well, yeah, and I think some of its packaging as well. I mean, even small cars are getting bigger now because you have to have airbags, you have to have a more substantial structure, and of course, electrification as well, because if you have an electric car, it has generally, to get a decent range, it has to have a largish battery, which adds weight, which adds bulk. So we can't get away with these tiny little one-ton cars or sub-one-ton cars like the first Fiesta, for example. And as I say, there is the financial aspect, the economic aspect to it as well.
Yeah. Even given what's happening at the world at the moment and fuel prices might come up, might that affect the market at all?
Well, I think, from my point of view, I hope that people keep running these cars because we all think they're going to disappear, and certainly the Fiesta isn't being sold anymore. But there are millions out there still. So, from my point of view, I think that people should preserve their cars for a lot longer, keep them well maintained, keep them economical, keep them running efficiently. And I think that's that's the best solution at the moment, certainly faced with rising fuel costs because of the conflicts which have just started.
Yeah. And for someone who writes about classic cars, is the Fiesta now officially a classic?
I think it's fair to say that it is. Yeah, I think older cars, perhaps not the more recent Fiestas, but certainly, you know, Mark 1 and Mark 2 Fiestas. We're looking back now with fond memories of those, you know, of our childhoods growing up with cars like the Fiesta. So that in itself makes them classics, I think. It's very difficult to define a classic as such, but I think certainly the early Fiestas fall into that category, for sure.
Simon, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Simon Hucknall there. Simon's a senior contributor to Classic and Sports Car Magazine.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.